This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Reaction this morning to President Biden's pardon of his son, Hunter. The AP's Jennifer King.
President Biden has pardoned Hunter Biden, sparing his younger son a possible prison sentence for three federal felony gun convictions in Delaware and a plea deal tax conviction in California. He extended the pardon to any other possible offenses against the United States going back to the beginning of 2014. In doing so, the president reverses past promises, ruling out a pardon or commutation. In a statement, Biden said he made the decision this weekend, saying, quote, I believe in the justice system, but as I have wrestled with this, I also believe raw politics has infected this process and it led to a miscarriage of justice. President-elect Trump says in a social media post the pardon was an abuse and miscarriage of justice and described those convicted in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol as J6 hostages.
Lots of Americans are seeing lots of snow this morning. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro signed a disaster emergency proclamation over the weekend and said parts of Erie County got a real pileup of snow. Erie Mayor Joe Shimber.
Well, it was really hard at first because there was so much snow and people weren't adjusting to it. But I think it's gotten much better now. And we encourage everyone to please stay off the streets for now. Just stay home. Let us get control of it.
He talked to WJET24 Fox 66. Consumers are online looking to get those Cyber Monday deals. Cyber Monday's become the biggest online shopping day of the year. Adobe Analytics expects consumers to spend $13 billion today. That would make it the season's and the year's biggest shopping day for e-commerce. Tragedy in Guinea, where 56 people were killed in a stampede at a soccer stadium after clashes between fans. This is AP News. Russia's raising its military spending. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved budget plans raising 2025 military spending to record levels as Moscow seeks to prevail in the war in Ukraine. Around 32.5% of the Russian budget, posted on a government website, has been allocated for national defense, amounting to over $145 billion, up from a reported 28.3% this year. Lawmakers in both houses of the Russian parliament, the State Duma and Federation Council, had already approved the plans in the past 10 days.
Volkswagen workers launched rolling two-hour strikes today at 9 plants across Germany to underscore their resistance to pay cuts and factory closures. The company says they're necessary to cope with the current auto market in Europe. Volkswagen argues it has to lower costs in Germany. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.